Brian Lester of the Navarre Press. Brian, how are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad, Drew. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So, Navarre girls and boys soccer. The girls are district champs. They were able to take down Niceville, the one seed. They won 2-1, and this was yesterday. Overall reaction from that, how pumped up is the team to be able to get this, you know, first step done in their postseason play?
You know, Navarre's girls soccer team has faced Niceville 8 straight years now in the district championship, so they're big-time rivals. The games are always close, and Navarre was just able to find a way to play great soccer in the first half, get a 2-1 lead, and then, you know, hold the line that second half and come out with a win. It's huge for Navarre because, you know, if they lost the Niceville in the regular season, so they really wanted this one, and they didn't win the title last year, so they were really hungry, and they just came out and did the job, maybe played their best soccer of the season, and really that whole district tournament for the Navarre girls team, you know, they outscored the opposition 16-1 or 18-1, excuse me. And, you know, now they're on to the regional tournament and they get to play at home, which is even better for them.
Phenomenal. Yeah, that is absolutely great. The boys, on the other hand, unfortunately lost to Washington in the quarterfinal 3-1. Overall, you know, a solid Navarre from the little time that I've been here and following along there's, you know, you always have a couple of schools who dominate some sports, and Navarre seems to be a good overall sports school. I mean, you've got the girls' district champs. You got the boys' soccer in district play as the sixth seed. The girls are the number one seed. They end up with the bye. They play against Gulf Breeze tonight at 6. Set the scene for that one a little bit, Brian, in terms of the impacts of this game. And then if they win, of course, they go on to the championship to play for that district title.
You know, Navarre, the Gulf Breeze, they're rivals, but the Raiders have obviously had the upper hand in the last few years in girls basketball. And they should be able to get this past this one tonight. You know, it's always tough when you play a team a third time and, you know, you know you're the better team. So you got to avoid that mental letdown and not look ahead. And I think Navarre is going to be able to do that. You know, they have girls that have been through this before. They understand what it takes. And I think they're going to get the job done tonight. And then they're going to play Milton and Pace on Friday for the district title. And, you know, Milton and Pace. And that's probably going to be a slugfest tonight between those two schools in the other semifinal. And, you know, Navarre's familiar with both teams. And either one is going to present quite a challenge for Navarre. But I think the Raiders are hungry. I think they're ready. And whether they play the Panthers on Friday or the Patriots, it's going to be a great basketball game. But I expect Navarre to come out on top in the end just because of how good they are.
How big does that impact the team a little bit? Obviously, you know, they don't necessarily get to carry momentum, if you will, in playing another game and keep those legs fresh, but they get to rest and they get to make sure that they're as healthy of a team as can be in that game that they have against Gulf Breeze.
Yeah, I think the bye for this one, I think it was a good thing for them. You know, obviously you always want to keep the momentum going, but I think having that extra day to rest, to practice, you know, get some work in ahead of the Gulf Breeze game, I think that should keep them focused and ready for tonight. You know, it would take a major letdown on Navarre's part to not win this basketball game. So I think in this case, the bye definitely benefited them. You know, especially after a long season, so that rest was probably welcomed. But I'm sure they spent some time getting some work in, either, you know, shooting around or watching film, whatever it is, just to make sure they're ready for tonight, because they know now you got to win to keep going. And this is what Navarre's been working for all year, is to play, you know, and win that district title and then move on to the regional tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a big time for postseason play. Obviously with soccer and with basketball. And the other side of football news, you've got a variety of different signings. Obviously, you know, with National Signing Day, if you want to, go on ahead and give out, is there any news in terms of Navarre players who have signed with different schools? Obviously, today's a big day and the final signing day for the 2022 recruiting class period.
Yeah, the only one that signed was Devin Wright going to UWF, and I haven't had a chance to look at UWF's whole class yet, but it looks like just what I saw on social media, they've got some good recruits coming in, whether the transfers or high school guys. So I think UWF has definitely reloaded with their recruiting class, and Devin should be a great addition to that football team based on what he's done here at Navarre. It's good to see, you know, UWF get some of that local talent and keep him home. That's always a big thing, but, you know, it seems like quite a few athletes have signed today, and there's a chance a few more could sign, you know, in the area the next few weeks or next couple of months here, in April. So there's always that chance other kids will get some opportunities, but, definitely a big day for a lot of athletes around here. And, UWF looks like, they set themselves up for more success with their latest class.
Yeah, a total of 21 signees and a transfers. They signed 14 to national letters of intent on Wednesday, and as you mentioned, Devin Wright being one of them. How important is it? I'm just looking at his bio a little bit. He's been named to the National Honor Society. He received the AT&T All-Star Academic Award as part of the Pensacola Sports the All-Star Series football game. He had a 4.0 GPA. I mean, a lot of times as sports fans, we don't really look at the academic side of things, but for him to be, you know, as stellar of a student as he is a football player goes to show you, you know, the type of dedication that it takes to be a college football athlete. There's always that academic side that, you know, pays off in the long run. While your career may be great, it's not going to last until you're 50 or 60. That academic part is really important as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, these kids that get the chance to go on and play in college, you know, they it's a great opportunity for them to continue their athletic career. You know, it's something they've all worked for, you know, their entire lives since they've been playing sports. But, you know, it's good to see when the athlete understands that that school side of things is just as important, you know, and to be able to use the opportunities that they have through the athletic ability to also get a great education and benefit them in life going forward. Because, you know, like you said, you know, that athletic side of things isn't going to last forever for them. It's going to go away, you know, but the education part of it, that degree they earn, it's going to benefit them in the long run, and no one's ever going to be able to take that away from them. And it seems like a school, you know, especially a school like UWF, they seem to do a great job, you know, with making sure the athletes understand the academic side of things and the importance of getting that degree while also being great athletes, you know, on the field.
Absolutely. Well, again, Brian, thank you so much for the time. Coming up again at 6 tonight, just in about 17 minutes time, the Navarre girls basketball team will take on Gulf Breeze and Districts. Brian, enjoy that contest, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, no problem, Drew. Take care. Thanks for having me on.